Early last year, an Alyeska employee working at the Valdez Marine Terminal, which is the southern end of the Trans-Alaska pipeline, reported smelling fumes. Heavy snow had damaged oil storage tanks at the facility, venting petroleum vapors into the atmosphere. Wayne Donaldson is the City of Kodiak's representative on the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council.
It was noticed by an employee at Alyeska that was walking around and happened to smell toxic fumes coming out of the tanks.
The Advisory Council is one of two federally mandated oil spill prevention groups formed in response to the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill, which saturated more than 1,000 miles of Alaska's coastline, including Kodiak Island's shores, in oil. He says after the incident at the terminal last year, more Alyeska employees started contacting the group.
And as time went on, more people started coming to us, giving safety concerns, as well as retired people from Alyeska.
The Advisory Council commissioned a review of safety practices at the terminal last summer in light of the complaints, and a final report was published last month. It encompasses nearly 200 pages of major safety concerns at the Valdez Marine Terminal. Equipment the report calls aging and obsolete, a work culture that includes retaliation among employees, mismanagement and turnover, and shrinking federal and state budgets that have decreased regulatory oversight. In response to the report, the Advisory Council sent letters to lawmakers, including the governor and Alaska's congressional delegation, citing the need for federal audits of the terminal. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company manages the pipeline and the terminal. Michelle Egan is Alyeska's chief communications officer.
We don't agree with everything in the report, but we do take it as an opportunity to improve.
Egan is also from Kodiak, and she says she, like many others at Alyeska, is acutely aware of what an oil spill does to coastal communities. She says Alyeska has formed a management team to work on an action plan in response to the report. Much of the report, however, comes directly from Alyeska staff, many of whom said they think a serious incident is imminent. Brooke Taylor is the director of communications for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. She says the internal knowledge of problems at the terminal is one of the biggest weaknesses identified in the report.
There wasn't any substantive information in the report regarding safety or process safety issues that wasn't already available to Alyeska.
About 4% of the nation's crude oil departs from the Valdez Marine Terminal, a percentage that could swell in the coming years as oil from the recently approved Willow Project makes its way down the pipeline. Taylor says an incident at the Valdez Marine Terminal has the potential to be environmentally devastating, and it threatens one of the state's main sources of revenue.
For us, it's not pro or con industry. It's if oil is going to be transported through our region, we want it done as safely as possible.
Alyeska hired a new chief executive officer the same month the report came out, former BP executive John Kurtz. Egan, the company spokesperson, says he's met with members of the advisory group several times since then.
He wants to work with the RCAC and with our employees to make this the safest environment we can possibly have. So I think that commitment has been clear. He's communicated that repeatedly to our workforce and to all of our stakeholders.
The Advisory Council's Taylor agrees that Alyeska has responded quickly to the report and understands changes at the terminal won't happen overnight.
Time will tell on what actions are done. So we know our biggest successes have always happened when industry regulation and citizen groups work together. And so we are hoping this will be another example of that.
Wayne Donaldson says he's also encouraged by Alyeska's initial response to the report, but it's been more than 30 years since the Exxon Valdez oil spill. He worries that the biggest challenge now is time and complacency. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.